Ever wondered, when it comes to spending your hard-earned dollars, what kind of business are you supporting? Well, the Sustainable Business Network of Greater Philadelphia would like you to consider supporting local sustainable-minded businesses. And to help you do that, they are launching a sustainable and local tour series in Fishtown this Saturday, August 20th. And to tell us more about this tour, joining me right now is Devi Ramkisun. She is the Executive Director of the Sustainable Business Network of Greater Philadelphia. Devi, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Priyanka. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
So let's talk a little bit about the Sustainable Business Network of Greater Philadelphia. What do they do exactly, and what is their mission?
The Sustainable Business Network of Greater Philadelphia, or SBN, we're a membership organization that supports small, values-minded, independent businesses in the Greater Philadelphia region. That means that our businesses are interested in issues like the environment and supporting their communities as much as they are in their own profit margins. Our mission is to build a just, green, and thriving local economy, and we achieve this in three main ways. Firstly, we create opportunities for advocacy with and on behalf of our members. Secondly, we provide education in the form of training, free resources, and technical assistance. Mm-hmm. And finally, we offer networking and peer exchange opportunities for our members so that they can have a platform to connect with one another and support each other directly.
So, Devi, you have over 15 years of experience in international development. You've worked with farming communities and small businesses around the world. You're also an immigrant and a social entrepreneur. What would you say are some of the challenges that are faced particularly by minority women and immigrant entrepreneurs in the Greater Philadelphia region?
They've historically faced significant disadvantages at all stages of their company's development, from startup to survival to growth. And systemic challenges such as institutional racism and sexism have put these communities at a disadvantage, especially when it comes to accessing financial resources, having the ability to bid on and obtain contracts. The pandemic and the upswings in civil unrest recently have only exacerbated those challenges for small businesses. Financial assistance that was available during the pandemic is no longer there. That's why we're seeing many of these businesses closing at higher rates.
When a business is already struggling to, you know, first of all, get off the ground to sustain themselves, how does being a sustainable business affect the bottom line for them?
Yeah, that's a question that our members constantly struggle with. Essentially, these are the businesses that choose to undertake measures like paying their employees a living wage, creating employment opportunities for returned citizens, sourcing their ingredients locally, just to name a few. And they pay a price for those business decisions. While they often develop a small but loyal customer base, they're also competing with larger companies that are often greenwashing and that are not truly committed to their corporate social responsibility goals. It's really hard for these small businesses to stand out as being the real deal when it comes to sustainability.
For a lot of consumers today, budgets are tight. And like you said, it may be cheaper to go to a large chain that offers, well, lesser prices than maybe a local sustainable business does. So what would you say to someone who has to make that choice ultimately as a customer?
For me, the answer has always been the notion that it's cheaper to go to a big box store is a misconception. Consumers have the power to vote with their dollars, and we're voting for the kind of world that we want to live in. By choosing to support small, sustainable businesses, we're actually working towards preserving our planet, supporting our communities, and ensuring that we still have a diversity of choices in our purchases at the end of the day.
So is that maybe one of the reasons why you, or rather SBN, decided to do the Sustainable and Local Tour series?
Yeah, that's exactly why we chose to establish this series. And we really are thrilled to be launching what we hope will become a series of sustainable and local walking tours, starting with Fishtown on August 20th.
So what can people expect when they go on one of these local tours?
We'll be stationed at the Rose Garden, and we'll offer both guided and self-guided tour options. All of the participants in our tour will have the option to participate in a free 30-minute yoga session, followed by wine tasting at 1 p.m. And all participants will also have exclusive discounts, samples, and other promotional items from our participating businesses in Fishtown.
If people wanted more information, where can they go?
They can head to our website. It's www.sbnphiladelphia.org. and search for our events page and sign up for the tour there.
Well, Devi Ramkissoon, the Executive Director of the Sustainable Business Network of Greater Philadelphia. Devi, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Priyanka. I appreciate your time.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.